Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 28th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Dolby announced a new Atmos feature called Flex Connect that will let you use your TV speakers to augment the drivers and various other wireless speakers you might already have for better quality. The idea is with Flex Connect, you have more options for speaker placement anywhere in a room, and they can all be uniquely calibrated to the TV speakers. This is similar to Samsung's Q Symphony and Sony's Acoustic Center Sync. Dolby's version is first coming to TCL TVs next year. In his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports an overhauled iPad Pro is in the works for 2024, which would be the biggest update to the model since 2018. On the docket is the next-gen M3 chip and Apple's first tablets with OLED displays in both 11 and 13-inch sizes. Gurman's sources also say a new Magic Keyboard would add a larger trackpad for those who want the iPad Pro to act more like a laptop. Gurman says new iPad Pros won't be part of the company's iPhone launch event, expected September 12th. WA Beta Info noticed that WhatsApp now includes an option to select original quality photos or videos in WhatsApp latest Android beta. A screenshot taken by WA Beta Info shows choose from gallery in the app's document picker, which includes original quality photos and videos, instead of having to change the file extension to something like PDF or doc. That was the previous workaround. The feature was first hinted at in WhatsApp code back in January. On Friday, AMD announced the $450 RX 7700 XT and $500 7800 XT, both initially coming with a free copy of Starfield and launching September 6th. Both cards average more than 60 frames per second at up to 1440p resolution without upscaling, have larger dimensions, and use up to 265 watts of power. AMD also announced its latest upscaling tech called FSR3 will add frame generation, which uses machine learning to create frames for more sophisticated motion smoothing. NVIDIA added this to DLSS 3.0 as well. Google Flights is rolling out a new feature using historical trend data to see when an airline price has typically been lowest to your chosen destination and date. This is supposed to help you decide whether to book a flight now or wait for those lower prices. Google Flights can already show you if current prices for your search are low or typical or high, and price tracking can alert you when prices fall for a potential trip. Select flights in a U.S. pilot program will also feature a price guarantee badge, indicating Google's confident the fare won't get any lower before your departure. Google will refund the difference in Google Play if it does. DoorDash announced AI voice ordering technology to help restaurants answer all the calls that they receive and offer customers order recommendations. DoorDash's 2023 Restaurant Online Ordering Trends Report shows that up to 50% of customer calls don't even get answered, which can result in potential revenue losses. Live agents will still answer calls in conjunction with the AI and can jump in to support customers at any time. DoorDash Drive will also power direct delivery from any business that's designed to offer an end-to-end order tracking experience for customers. Foxconn founder Terry Gao announced he plans to run for Taiwan's presidency in January. He said this during a briefing Monday in Taipei. Gao says he'll run as an independent candidate. To qualify, he must first secure signatures from around 290,000 voters. The U.S. Treasury Department proposed new cryptocurrency rules Friday, designed to both simplify taxes, but also make it harder to avoid taxes if you're selling digital assets. So an exchange like Coinbase would act like a stockbroker when dealing with the IRS going forward. The proposed rules would have exchanges sending 1099s to taxpayers and the IRS starting in 2026 with information on how much customers paid for an asset versus how much the asset was sold for. Federal taxes would be assessed at up to 23.8%. MSI confirmed the blue screens of death some people experienced after installing the latest Windows 11 preview update is linked to its 600 and 700 series of motherboard models. MSI warned its users not to install the preview update, and if they have, it offered instructions on rolling back the BIOS to help uninstall them. Microsoft noted that some users may notice Windows automatically uninstalling the updates following experience of this issue, which several users have confirmed has happened. Finally, would you like to secure your web domain for the next 100 years? If so, WordPress.com has you covered with a new 100-year plan, including managed hosting and 24/7 customer service. The total cost of this, though, is $38,000, or you could break it down to $380 per year for hosting, and that's domain registration and other features as well. In an announcement, WordPress said this is for families or founders or really any individual looking to preserve an online home for, you know, a century. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.